The Sunset Commission is in charge of looking at which state agencies are obsolete. Texas lawmakers have the authority to phase them out. State Senator Chuy Hinojosa argues the Austin State-supported Living Center is old and its population shrinking.
There seems to be no waiting list for state-supported living centers.
Those words hit the family of 33-year-old Justin Wallace hard. His mother, Deborah Wallace, says her son is on the severe end of the autism spectrum and cannot live in a group home.
When you have an autistic child, the world is sympathetic. When you see an autistic man and have to deal with an autistic man, it's a whole different story.
Justin Wallace requires supervision 24/7.
By the time he was 18, he was putting his head through windows and walls and had such terrible self-injurious behavior. Got up one night in the middle of the night and turned the stove on and almost set himself on fire.
Justin Wallace, along with more than 70 other residents, are expected to move out of the Austin State-supported Living Center by September. By November, the center will be all but vacant. Lawmakers are considering selling the high-value property at 35th and Mopac. Joy Diaz, KUT News.